This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
Did I tell you about the dog I'm watching named Dookie?
I just can't help it. Duke!
That was creative.
That's just sick.
We have some friends that
drop me a dookie.
We have some friends that nicknamed their little boy Putt-Putt. No. I know exactly why. You ever see kids run across the hallway and they're putt-putt-putt-putt-putt-putt? Michael just did that the other day.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Animal stories. You got to love them.
It's when you get the carpet, it's when you get the carpet cleaner out.
Please tell me his name's really not Dookie. It's Duke.
It's Duke.
Did you name it Dookie?
Yeah.
Since it stayed with
my
you?
My old sales manager, we can get up on his desk. I'll be right back. Go drop me a Dookie.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. You know, I have feelings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this week on iRescue Radio, we're going to be covering not just animal dookie, but people going dookie when an animals go bad.
Are you sure we want to
animals
start
gone
that
way? Wild?
Yeah. Scary.
Frightening.
Have you ever been intimidated by an animal?
Many a time.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I've been bit by my precious dog that I used to hug all the time, my grandma's dog.
Yeah.
Beautiful Dalmatian.
Mm-hmm.
I hugged it every time I saw
Dalmatians.
It.
Dalmatians, they are notorious for being schizophrenic.
I love the thing. I went up to the one day,
retarded.
Gave it a big hug, and what did it do for that return? It turned around and snapped my face as hard as it could possibly snap. It
didn't, Joe.
I don't know how many stitches I got. I still have the scars.
No, yeah. You look beautiful.
I was so scared of dogs.
Good
for a long
plastic
time.
Surgeon.
You think? How old were you?
5 years old.
Oh.
Jody Marvin.
It's a good thing you had a lot of elastin still left in your skin.
I used to roll around on the ground with that dog all the time and
used
hug
to.
It.
What was the deal with him that day?
He was ornery, cranky. He was on a diet.
He was.
I know one of those.
Yeah, but how much have you lost, Mr. Angry Dieter?
I have lost 30 pounds.
That's not 13. That's 30. Whoa. He's like an ectomorph.
That stomach surgery went really well.
Yeah. Well, no, I did it all the natural way.
El natural.
Dragging us along with him.
Yeah. Kicking and screaming, I might add. Well, the team is back. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
And we've got pictures.
Yes, we do.
You can go right now to iRescueRadio.com and take a poke. Take a poke.
Picking a poke.
Take a poke. Take a shot. Take a look.
Take a Duke.
Take a Duke. Do whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
Duke
whatever you want.
On this episode of iRescue Radio, we've got some interesting things to cover. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the first thing that stood out in my mind is another good reason to drink. Lattes.
Lattes. Okay. I was hoping you were going to finish that sentence.
Or cappuccinos.
Or a nice blend of English tea.
A London Fog latte.
Yes.
One of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Starbucks came out with London Fog lattes. Well, there's nothing London and nothing fog about it.
It's all England.
It's an Earl Grey.
Isn't that English, though? That's London-y.
And I'm going to tell the secret right now.
What?
You get Earl Grey and vanilla syrup. And skim milk.
Wow.
And you froth the milk.
Doesn't have to be skim, though.
Well, it is for me.
Okay.
But anyway, that's it. It's delicious. You're right.
Well, the reason he's doing this, people, is because they will sell it to him by the cup.
But not in bulk.
And it's driving him crazy.
Well, it kind of goes against everything they used to do.
Mm.
But Brad was not there.
Well, if Brad responds the same way, we pull the plug we made for him.
Here, right.
You know, a month ago.
Well, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
There you go.
You know.
They weren't rude to me. They just blew the
opportunity.
Yeah.
He wanted to buy the loose leaf big tea bag.
Yeah. And then even the tea bag's different.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's like a mesh.
It's very good.
And the leaf is real
hardy.
I mean,
Roy saves the bag for trout season to tie his spawn bags with.
I don't know what that is. Well, anyways, a new report comes out.
As you think it is.
And, yeah, who put this out anyways? Medical breakthrough is reported by Ivanhoe. So anyways, calcium may protect against cancer.
Ooh.
So drinking milk not only makes your bones stronger, it may also protect you from cancer. According to a new study, women who consume a lot of calcium have a lower risk of cancer overall. And both men and women with high calcium intake have a lot of kidney stones, but lower risk for colorectal cancer.
It's not what they
I don't
say.
Think it, no, it doesn't say
no,
that.
No, it doesn't say that. The Institute of Medicine recommends 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day for adults 50 and over. Oh, you can't have it when you're a kid. You got to wait till you're 50.
Well.
That explains
no,
it.
No, it's not true.
Well, anyways.
All right.
So here's to milk and dairy.
Yes.
And stinky cheese.
Yes.
Calcium stinking support. Bishop.
Stinking bishop, I say. Right, right.
Wensleydale.
Did you hear about the guy who is telling everybody?
No, he's not.
The story changes on the fly.
Uh-oh. What?
Who perpetrates that he was... We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
The story says mm-hmm. that he was involved in a tornado March 12th.
Okay.
Must be last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I pulled
2006,
it. I pulled actually. It from way out of the depths.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming up on tornado season.
Right.
Well, not quite. A little, little premature, but I thought we'd start warming up to it anyways.
In the South, it's starting.
It starts yeah, tomorrow. Right. What was it? Kentucky just had one? Or Indiana?
I can't remember. It'd be the South.
Somebody just had a really bad one. I think it was Indiana.
Really?
Just Kansas?
It'd be Kansas, probably.
Maybe so. But, you know, the funny thing is that this guy says, I don't really want to talk about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
19-year-old.
Hmm.
We'll leave it at that.
He's a little embarrassed.
19-year-old. He is embarrassed. Says, I live with my grandmother, was involved in a tornado that ripped our trailer in half.
Mm, that'd be scary.
Grandma says that she saw him in the half that got ripped off and was talking, yelling out to him, and couldn't hear him anymore.
Mm.
Well, the report says that he got hit on the head with a lamp and then woke up a quarter mile away.
1,307 feet.
He was a flyer. Maybe.
Now, if that tornado truly, indeed, did pick him up and carry him a quarter mile.
Was his dog standing next to him in the basket on the bike?
And was Dorothy waving? And was there a tin man and a lion and a
You guys asked if there were monkeys, flying monkeys around.
Were there flying monkeys too?
I was only a little skeptical because I heard about the lamp. I mean, if you could have heard him say something like, it was the most amazing ride of my life. I would have never even believed that this was possible, but I was up in the air, twisting around. I could see debris everywhere, and blump, I got set down.
And he heard, I'll get you, my pretty.
I'm not saying that I was just picked up by a tornado, but what in the world is that house doing sitting on a couple of really pointed shoes over there?
That's right. And they're pretty.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Anyways, I just find it ironic that he happened to get bonked on the head and fell unconscious prior to getting picked up by the tornado.
Allow us to think about a few things.
All right.
Yes, the wind swirling.
Yes.
Swirling. Significantly.
Yes.
Yeah. Not free of debris.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
If he gets picked up anywhere close to that and comes down with no additional bumps, bruises, scrapes, cuts.
Yeah.
Hematoma,
laying flat on his back.
That's absolutely
something. Smells as bad as blue cheese.
He should
here.
Be a bleeding fool by the time
you
he gets
would
there.
Think.
Yeah.
But could a physicist theorize that if you were picked up the same time as the debris and you were swirling approximately at the same speed as the debris in the same direction of the debris, would one simply ride the same debris wave? Or would one get pummeled with debris?
Hmm. Depends on if you're well protected in the debris. I've seen like, well, as I say, like some tornadoes, you go and I drove through Indiana. This was many years ago when a tornado had just gone through the night before. We drove through the area and it was amazing when you saw 2x4s.
Did you really see that?
Yeah. 2x4s through cars. I mean, impaled in through the cars.
So I accept your argument right to some degree. But
in trees.
He's got to be just scraped. You would think, the high end.
I would agree. You would think there would be other problems.
He'd be broken.
Although there's been funny stories, and there. I know a guy. Maybe we can get him on here. He's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He swears to this day he was picked up by a tornado and sat back down.
Oh, I'm sure it's possible. Absolutely.
I think we should get him on the phone. Let's call him.
Hello.
Marty.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we've got you on the iRescueRadio.com blog, not blog, podcast show right now.
Okay.
So beware of what you're saying. Let me ask you a question. We're talking about tornadoes.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell of a story that I believe you still hold true to today, that you were walking back of our houses on 19 Mile, and what happened?
Well, I've had a couple tornado stories.
I told you guys.
The one that sticks out most in my mind is coming back from hunting, and there was a couple tornadoes. I saw a couple different funnels coming in the distance, and I was actually coming back out of the woods because it was too windy. I didn't know how bad it was. And I was crossing this ditch, and when I came across, I had my bow and arrow, and when I came across this ditch, I actually got thrown, and my arrows wound up landing. I had an arrow still knocked to my bow, and my arrow came out and actually landed next to me while on the ground. So I went buzzing back to the house as fast as I could, scared out of my face. But I was like 15 years old.
Marty put down the beer.
Yeah. No, he was sober. I remember.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I remember that.
I was just a kid, yeah. You know?
15. But what about the other one, though? I thought there was one that where you felt like you were picked up and put back down again.
That's the one.
Oh, that is the one. Oh, that is the one.
Yeah.
Well, the reason because I wanted to call you because I was just telling Dan Hendrick and Jody Marvin that I know somebody because we're reading a story about this kid in Fordland, Missouri. He's a 19-year-old, and he supposedly was picked up and carried a quarter of a mile away. The ironic part is, though, he got bumped on the head with a lamp and knocked out, so he doesn't remember any of it.
Oh.
Of course.
Well, I didn't get thrown a quarter of a mile, but I definitely got picked up. I mean, I got thrown quite a ways, but and then when I landed, you know, my arrow actually landed right in the ground next to me, like broadhead right into the ground.
Marty, that's crazy.
That's wild. Good thing it didn't land in you.
Isn't that nuts?
I know.
I told you guys, I had a couple doubting Thomases, but I said, I'm calling them.
I was in the woods, you know, and I was just like scared out of my pants because it was so windy. I was up in a tree. And I was getting whipped around. I was like, well, this is nuts. You know, when you're young like that, you think you're going to stay in the woods through anything. And then finally I got down, and when I came out, I saw those funnel clouds, and I started walking really fast. You know, you start walking a little faster.
Yep.
And then you got that big ditch, and then I come up out of that big ditch. It was probably like 8 feet, and I come up on that other side, and I just got lifted right up, and I got thrown.
Is that nuts?
The arrow came right out of my bow. You know how it was when we walk out of the
bow. Oh, yeah.
Bow still knocked.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that crazy, you guys?
Now, did you spin around, or did it just like up and over?
Oh, it was pretty quick. It was. You know, I might have gotten tossed, like, you know, not real far, maybe 5 feet or six feet, you know, just a little bit.
Wow.
But it was enough to have my bow come flying out of my hand and the arrow come out of the bow and land right down next to me. So
there you go.
Cool.
I told you. It's the Dorothy theory.
We were just talking.
Yeah, well, I felt pretty light-footed running back to the house after that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
And how many people really believed you at the time?
Oh, everybody. Oh, if you saw my face, you wouldn't believe me. When I got back, everybody thought
change your pants.
Right.
And everybody knew something happened.
And I'm not sure that I would classify Marty as a storyteller. He's pretty realistic. He's a skeptic. I think.
If I was telling a story, I'd have said I got tossed a quarter of a mile.
My case in point. All right, Marty, thanks for letting us tag you.
All right, bro.
Maybe we'll have you on the show again soon.
Woo-hoo!
All right, see you, bro. Bye.
See ya.
That Marty Fortuna, I told you. Right.
There you go.
Yep.
Had I not met him, I wouldn't have believed it.
I know. Yeah. He's a skeptic. Yeah. So it's for him to say that, it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm sure a short distance could happen, but a quarter mile?
Quarter mile's an awfully long way. But hey, it could happen.
It could happen.
Did you guys, okay, I know you did. Can you believe the chimp attack story. I know there's a couple of them floating around out there, but the chimp attack story we're talking about is the one where they've recorded the 911 call.
I listened to that. Oh.
It's disturbing, to say the least.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. And, you know, we were talking about this, and it raises a lot of questions about should people be allowed to have these types of animals in their home? Should this person be prosecuted for having this attack allowed to be what am I trying to say? Should this person be prosecuted as being responsible because she had the animal? Is she liable? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things going around. And I just happened to bring up the issue that I think we need more mercy in the world, personally. And this is a first-time offense. She obviously, if you listen to the 911 call, this was a pet of hers. This was almost like a family member. Of course, it's an animal. I'm just saying, she was very attached to this chimp. The chimp was very famous.
Yeah.
It was in commercial after commercial. I think it might have been in movies before. And it reaches age 15. There's words that it was on antidepressants, which I think should be a clue that there could be problems. But they interviewed, the story I read, they interviewed one of the hosts from Animal Planet, who's a large predator expert. That's how they described him. And he said, you know, this is the age, and I think, Dan, you heard something a little bit different from Jane Goodall, who's another, which I would say for sure is a monkey or a primate expert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she happened to say closer to 8 years of age. But this guy said by age 15, they are going to dominate or be dominated.
Yeah.
And they don't like being dominated as a male. Yeah. So they are going to dominate. And he believes that's what was occurring here. And and we're going to follow this story up with actually some helpful hints, I hope, about what to do to survive a wild animal attack, but also how to not aggravate apes, monkeys.
You know, one thing what I would liken this situation to is this. We had a dog that we had got when it was a puppy. This dog was, I would say, it was a Rottweiler mix. Okay. Okay, Rottweilers are fairly known for being kind of vicious, whatnot, but we didn't raise it that way. It was a mix. It was a mutt kind of thing. It was part Rottweiler and part three other things.
Sure.
But this dog was a great family dog until it started getting older. It started doing weird things. Didn't do anything to our kids. I mean, this dog, it wouldn't touch our kids. Nothing would happen to our kids. But what really made me scared is one day the postman came by and the dog was, we had it in the fence and tied up and whatnot, but the dog just chased after the postman.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to rip that guy's head off.
Oh,
I mean, the dog was just, I never saw it so vicious.
Huh.
I immediately said, I'm taking the dog to the pound. It's going to get, we're putting it down now.
Yeah.
Because that dog showed a streak in it that I couldn't tolerate.
Yeah, right.
And so immediately I had to take to a pound. This woman, a chimp is an odd thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a tiger, a lion, a poisonous snake, whatever it is. It's a wild animal. It's a little different than a dog. Okay, dogs are domesticated.
And am I right? Chimpanzees are great apes, right?
Well,
they're in the family of great apes, I think.
Yeah. In fact, throughout many news reports, he's been referred to as an ape.
As an ape. We call them chimps because they're so doggone cute when they're little and in a diaper, right?
Yeah.
And so we think they're just benign. They're harmless.
They're big.
But, yeah. But anyways, I'm sorry. But I mean.
But it was a wild animal. It's a wild animal. She had a wild animal. Okay. Is this woman crazy, weird, nuts, whatever else anybody else is? I mean, you hear it on the talk shows. You hear it on the news. No. The woman's not crazy or not. It's a pet. Now, there are some things that she did that were a little bit overboard. I certainly wouldn't sleep with a chimp in my bed, probably, or put it at the table.
Do you sleep with a dog in your
bed? I think she was eccentric at best.
Yeah, but the woman's certainly not crazy, nuts, or whatever else. She did some things I wouldn't do. But the situation, the attack, if you listen to the 911 call, who was the one defending her friend that was getting mauled and attacked? This woman wasn't saying, oh, don't touch the chimp. Oh, my porch.
Yeah.
She wasn't doing that.
No.
She was saying, come here, shoot it, kill it. Mm-hmm. She was stabbing it. Mm-hmm. She was hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
She was defending the human being.
First. Yep.
So I have to applaud her for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like, you know, because these animals, these chimpanzees, these apes, have so many similarities to humans, and it was so well-liked in her town, she was a star. She was popular. She is popular. in her hometown, because this chimpanzee is well known by the police, by the authorities, by commercials. It's famous. For her to see what was happening to her good friend is punishment enough, in my opinion. And here's the thing. Was it really a wild animal? I consider a wild animal something that's plucked out of the wild, out of its natural wild and a habitat, and then taken into a domesticated environment. I'm not sure that this chimpanzee was taken from the jungles. You see what I'm saying? So so we get into this thing where, you know, we talked about people that have poisonous snakes in the house, people that have alligators, crocodiles. I would just hate to see this woman be torn apart by the media and by the legislation for something that she already probably wants to die over.
Yeah.
She saw this attack on her friend. She thought this chimpanzee almost did kill her friend. Those of you that are listening, if you do listen to the 911 call, which is public, we need to caution you. This is not something to have your children listening to. It is very disturbing. It sends chills right down your spine. So please make sure that you have the appropriate audience listening. If you do listen to the 911 call where the attack is happening, the descriptive language that the woman uses will paint a picture that you don't want to think about for long. And she said about this animal that she loved, and I had to put a dog down before. Mm-hmm. It was very sick. It was tough.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that I'm a horrendous dog lover, but it was very hard for me to put this dog down, have it euthanized. I too applaud this woman for saying, I love this animal, but not more than I love my friend. Mm-hmm. Kill it. Kill the animal. It's killing my friend. Shoot the animal. It was a traumatic event. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that, though, and Dan, I think you spoke to this, hopes are that we somehow can prevent this from happening again. But in my opinion, it's different if it reoccurs. It's serial. And it's the same with people that own these attacking pit bulls. Mm-hmm. It's the same with people that have, in this case, a chimpanzee that goes awry after a good record of 15 years of not having those types of behaviors. If she goes out and gets another one, and then it attacks somebody else again. If she goes out and gets another one after that, and it attacks again. We're seeing a serial problem now. But I really think this woman just was ignorant about mm-hmm. what the potential was. I think we took it for granted that the animal was nice, and it would always be nice. And almost humanized the animal. I think that's the real problem.
She did humanize the animal.
Right,
right. It was almost. She did.
Yeah.
All right. Here I go. Are you ready?
Yep, I am.
All right. We know deer hunters.
Right.
Good size animals.
Yep.
150, 200 pounds in some instances, right? Gun can take it down. I'm not a gun expert. So whether it's a pistol or a 30-06, obviously there's distinctions in the strength of the weapon, correct?
Yeah, I don't think pistols do a very good job. But
well, if you read this report, it said the policeman was in the car.
Yeah, I know it.
And was pumping it with bullets.
Three times.
After the woman had stabbed it a couple times.
Right.
And it still got out of the vehicle, walked in the home,
right,
and laid down and died.
Right.
That, I draw a distinction between a pet and a wild animal.
Mm-hmm. I've seen raccoons survive a lot, too, though.
It's a wild animal.
You're right. Okay. All right. It's a wild animal.
And I simply draw that distinction. This is not a commentary on her. It's a commentary on Western society.
What we allow in a home.
What do you allow in public? Right. This animal was in public. It said it walked down the street without a leash. And yet, 2 years previously, it had gone on a rampage inside the town. In the town.
Right.
I don't think that they're not complicit in this. Mm-hmm. That the animal, quite frankly, I thought was not given its fair shake.
Mm-hmm.
In keeping it in a confined area, away from others.
On a leash, mm-hmm. with an expert handler.
And I got to tell you,
200-pound
ape that has to take multiple gunshot wounds, a leash is a silly thing.
I read that a 200-pound
collar is not going to stop this animal.
I read that a 200-pound ape, chimpanzee, is 7 times stronger than a man.
Seven times. And it said, well, it had bitten a couple other people and even drawn blood. Are you kidding me? He breathes on you and he draws blood. That's not an attack.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, a dog, you know what? I can take a dog out with my bare hands. I could.
Yeah. My kids couldn't, though.
No, your kids
could. But we're talking about a full-grown male human to a full-grown male bear, ape.
Right.
20-foot python living in your home.
What we would consider our predators.
Hello.
Yeah.
That, Roy, that's the distinction. Yep. And to think, and I think Jane Goodall's point is, in the media, we have convinced ourselves, including in the Super Bowl ad, with chimpanzees that are in uniform working on vehicles.
I know it.
We have turned them into cuddly pets, and they are everything but.
Right.
It doesn't. I do not want to eradicate this animal. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about distinguishing between what we allow in our homes and in our public.
You know, and now that we're talking about this, I understand what you're saying. We just were jostling around, bantering some pretty critical views about this woman, and that's what got me thinking about yikes. We got to be careful about.
Yeah, is there a lawsuit pending? I don't know.
Yeah.
No different than a dog bite, really, well, in my mind, for lawsuit.
Going after the postman.
Right. Right. That's why I had it put down.
Yeah.
As much as I don't like dogs off leash, they have scared my kids. They have stood my wife and I up. A German Shepherd in our neighborhood stood us down while we were trying to cross-country ski, forcing me to have to buy one of those decibel deterrents.
Yeah.
And bear mace. Now, I haven't had to use it, and in fact, the dog is gone now.
Really?
Yeah, thankfully. But it could have been controlled had the people handled it well, and they didn't. At the same time, I love your dog.
Right.
And I would never want... I guess it's this whole thing on government control. Mm-hmm. Can't we control it ourselves? Do we have to have a legislative rule that always ends up getting into politics.
But I am challenging common sense. And when an entire city of Stamford, Connecticut endorses by using it for car ads and seeing it on the street and doing it, to me, the entire town was complicit in looking beyond the obvious. Yeah. And no, I'm not advocating legislation, but we do have licensure for dogs and got to have shots regularly.
Right.
So I would imagine this chimp probably did too, but
yeah,
don't know.
Man. It's a bad story.
It's an awful story. Had to happen.
Yeah, sounds like the woman who was attacked is in critical but stable condition now.
Yeah.
So we're thankful for that. Who knows how she'll survive after this? I don't. They haven't even gotten into the extent of her injuries, and probably for good reason. However, we thought. We want your feedback, everybody listening out there in podcast land. What do you think about this? Take a vote. Should we be allowed to have animals that otherwise are not the norm?
Mm-hmm. Not domesticated.
No, and some people would say dogs are not domesticated, that they came from pack animals, that they're still got wolf instincts, that they are predators. I'm just saying that if we do this too much, you could really...
It's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. And...
Now, I do draw the distinction on this next article. Mm-hmm. It says, how to prevent or survive a monkey attack. When, in my lifetime, am I ever going to need to know this?
You might fall into the zoo.
No, not only that. You may have a tornado. Where all of a sudden you wake up and there's monkeys.
I can't believe they wrote an article on surviving a monkey attack.
Well, thankfully for our show, they did.
Well, it says here, whether you're in the remote forest of Bali or in the backyard of some exotic animal dealer.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Or monkeys gone wild from the zoo.
There you go.
You never know. It could happen.
Yep, fall into the pit.
Well, wonder no more. You're right here on iRescue Radio. You're going to learn how to prevent or even survive a monkey attack. Mm-hmm. You ready?
You never thought you'd hear it, but here he goes.
Let's take turns.
All right.
I'll start it off.
You go for it.
Learn that whatever the situation is, never heckle a monkey. They have feelings, too.
Tell me they didn't get paid to write this.
They have feelings. And get irritated.
They have feelings.
I'm sorry, Roy. I had to add that. You get irritated. That's why they throw their poo.
Yeah. Dookie. Yeah. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Jojo.
Here it goes. Take proper precautions depending on the situation. Look around and think to yourself, is the monkey in a secure enclosure? If not, is there a place where I can secure myself if the monkey were to attack?
Climb a tree? Oh, darn. He can climb trees.
Avoid.
Avoid.
Well, this is the most important. Avoid. Avoid at all costs operations where monkeys are on leashes or tied to trees.
Have you ever seen a monkey tied to a tree?
In Stamford, Connecticut.
I have seen them on leashes, those little spider monkeys that are on top of the little music box.
Exactly. I'm thinking, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, that crazy monkey, that thing.
The crazy
monkey. Night at the Museum.
You naughty monkey.
Remember that one?
Sorry. That's Danny.
Who's evolved? Who's evolved?
Okay, Danny. Right.
Recognize that even if the monkey is in a cage or enclosure, you need to stay a distance away from the cage.
Really?
Do not put your hand on the cage either. Just watch from a distance.
Good advice.
All right, back to
Roy. Number four, if you're in a situation where the monkey is not in a cage, you're playing a whole different ball game.
Really? It's the monkey on the loose. Isn't that a Beatles song?
You know, I always think of the cartoon where the guy's walking down this fenced area, and he's kicking at the vicious animal, the dog.
Yeah.
And they keep walking, and he keeps...
That's exactly
And then
right.
he walks more, and the fence ends.
And there's a dog staring at him. No, that's how you heckle the monkey. Don't heckle a monkey.
Hey, George. George, can I be your pet, George? Can I be your friend, George? Hey, George.
Oh, here's the most important one. Step back and look at yourself. Do you have food? Shiny jewelry? Glasses? Children or toys
nice.
With you.
So disrobe.
Oh, my
lord. That's what they're saying.
Lose the kids.
If so, you should remove those items for yourself from the situation.
Monkeys are attracted to things like shine.
Smell good. Well, they'll avoid me. And make noise. So be aware of what you may be dangling in front of their faces.
You next, Dan. Next one. Rule number six.
Stay calm.
Really.
In the unfortunate and unlikely event that you are attacked, if the monkey charges you, don't fight back.
Take his credit card away. Oh, sorry. That's
the monkey can run, jump, and climb better than you. Find something to get in between you and the monkey.
Like a cage.
A garage can lid. A garbage can lid. Mm-hmm. A car or a steel.
Not
the monkey got
in the cop car. Opened it up.
Wow. What about the? You ever drive through the places where you drive through the?
Yeah, they'll rip your car apart.
Yeah, so there you go. There's where you could actually have a monkey.
You know,
attack.
I'm sorry. This takes me back to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
May I tell the story?
Yes, indeed.
Oh yes, this is good.
We're waiting. Anybody been to?
Be careful
Yellowstone?
How you describe the lady.
To Old Faithful.
I will.
Didn't know her personally, so it's not a problem. We're standing on the deck which surrounds Old Faithful, the geyser that's supposed
You're
to come
You're not going to believe this, Jody.
Oh, I've heard it.
Oh, you've heard
it.
Yeah,
this is good. This is good.
I had five children at the time.
Mm-hmm.
My brother-in-law and my wife had walked back to the lodge to get some ice cream for everybody and bring it back.
Right.
So I'm standing on the patio because Old Faithful wasn't terribly faithful. It was late, and I was a little...
Perturbed.
Miffed.
You were irritated, just like the monkeys.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I heard... rumbling from the crowd. I mean, there were hundreds of people out there waiting.
Yeah.
But the noise was coming from my right, which was not in the direction of the geyser. So I look over there, and there are young lads picking up stones, throwing rocks at a male buffalo of some 2,300 pounds, full of vitamin testosterone.
Oh,
vitamin
my.
T, baby.
Vitamin T.
And he was rolling in the dirt, and he was coming for blood. And they were aggravating him.
Oh.
I immediately tried to gather my five children. Now, we're standing on a deck that surrounds the geyser. It's 1 foot off the ground.
Yep.
Just a step deck, right?
You were trying to remove yourself and your family from
the
situation.
I was trying to get back 100 yards, approximately, to the lodge for safety.
Sure.
He cut us off.
Oh, my
Plan B, race back to the patio or to the deck and start shoving my kids underneath it. In the meantime, fools around me are videotaping this and laughing.
My goodness. Well,
he proceeds to fortunately go away from us and chased three people around some lodgepole pines. They're tall, thin pine trees.
Yep.
The two guys got away, but the heavier set woman did not. He gored her in the buttocks.
Oh, no.
At least 10 inches.
She wasn't young either, was she?
She was an older woman and threw her straight in the air.
Oh, no. She could have been killed.
And she dropped flat on her back.
Oh, she could have been killed.
People, in the tenor of this article we're reading, if a baby buffalo happens to be walking around your neighborhood, don't take it in for a pet.
And don't aggravate it.
No.
They have feelings,
too. And I'm sure the person who lovingly put this article together is going to write a how to avoid buffalo attacks.
Probably.
I mean, that's the absurdity of this thing.
You know, the most common sense thing is very simple. Wild animals, whether it be monkeys or buffaloes, are dangerous and unpredictable.
Well, I thought
they're just unpredictable.
Yeah, and I think, let's go through the tips really quick, because I thought these were more practical than the steps for safety or whatever the case may be. Tips were, be careful of piercings. Mm-hmm. Enough said. And I think that's probably true of even little spider monkeys. Because they're going to see it, they'll yank on it, rip your earring out, and things like that.
Chipmunks.
Never, ever show your teeth to a monkey. A big, toothy grin means a challenge, and he will definitely attack you.
Challenge back.
That was good. I found that to be wise. Now it makes sense, but I didn't think about it.
So when I'm screaming for my life, just keep my lips over my teeth?
That's right.
Avoid eye contact, as this is a threat as well. I found men to be this way.
The next sentence is not.
I was bringing my kids for ice cream. And I looked at a guy who was sitting there. Just to say hello. And he gives me this swollen neck. So, want something of me? Huh? What? I'm 40 years old. Get your testosterone in check, bully boy. Knock your head off.
Read the second sentence, Roy, of that same line, of that same tip. Try to focus.
Try to focus on their hands. Or...
not the moves.
Or the poo about to be thrown in your direction. Now, if it goes on to say, an act of submissiveness is to take that mud pie and
take a big chomp out of it.
Yeah, no. Oh, this is going downhill.
Yes, it is.
Keep your distance. It takes a long time for a monkey to trust you enough to let you get close. Several weeks to months. Unless you are in a controlled situation, do not go near the monkey. Do not underestimate a monkey's strength. Here they say they're four times stronger than the average man. Be the bigger primate. And they don't mean in size. Don't yell. Mm-hmm. Don't scream or sing to the monkey. Being aggressive will only get you attacked. You are the human. You have the frontal cortex. You can differentiate between right and wrong. So don't act like an idiot.
There you go.
Isn't that smart?
Common sense.
Long hair is dangerous. Tie it back or put it up when around monkeys. That's good advice. Mm-hmm. And use common sense and be safe.
There you go. That's good stuff.
That's quite an article, isn't it?
It is. It is, actually.
And we got another one, and we're going to stick it out on the website. How to survive wild animal attacks. I think that's good, too. Yeah. There was how to survive a bear attack, how to survive a mountain lion attack, how to survive an aggressive dog.
Aggressive dog.
Yep.
I think all of us at one point or another have come across, even walking on a sidewalk, you don't know if the person, person's dog is.
Yep.
I think it's wise. Well, it says
avoid encounter, if at all possible. But if the attack cannot be avoided, quick thinking and aggressive measures must be implemented. If an aggressive dog confronts you, use a calm voice to let the animal know that you are not interested in a fight. That is not what I do.
No, I stand up straight and I say, go.
I get right in there.
Hell yeah. Oh.
Well, yeah.
I say to myself, there's only one alpha male here.
Yeah.
And it isn't you. and I'm kind of hungry for you right now.
Make my day. That's right.
As you're walking away, try to locate a stick to use as a possible weapon should the animal decide to attack. If the dog does lunge at you, remain standing while kicking the animal in the face. Your legs are better suited for defense as they are generally stronger than one's arms. If you have a stick, deliver full, forceful blows to the animal's face and ribs in an effort to weaken him. If there's a possibility for you to move to higher ground, such as on a car, a raised platform, or tree, then do so. We're not into hurting animals.
No.
At all. We're simply saying, how do you survive an attack?
Correct. Protect yourself. That's entirely the point. We're pet lovers, actually.
We are. Oh. I like pets. Don't say it, Jody.
All right.
He says it every time.
Come on. Just once.
All right.
All right. I love cats.
You do?
They taste like chicken.
I knew it. That's, every time.
I couldn't even say it. Sorry.
Every time.
Hey, I have a cat. I used to have
two.
I used to have two.
One tasted like chicken.
Oh, we gave one away.
Oh.
I actually have
to
two.
To us?
Yeah, well, that was the third cat we used to have.
Oh.
So, yeah, we had enough cats. I actually have one cat. I have two doves.
Yeah.
I have five fish.
Yeah, he's such a pet lover. He puts doves in flaming fire.
Now, you've got to explain that one a little bit.
He's a magician.
There you go. There you go.
I've never seen the dove
set it on fire and it goes away.
No, the doves does not ever get hurt. He is very... And
you even know how to put them in a trance.
I do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got to see it sometime. It's pretty cool.
So go to Jody's website.
Well, signing off from the absolute control center bigger than NASA. Maybe. In my opinion.
It's a different NASA than the one you know. But
I really think it was more out of control than control.
Out of the control center. There you go.
I was fit to be tied today.
Wow. From the Nostril Association Systems Nostril of America. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at irescueradio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.